The entirety of the Jackson Symphony's five main concerts of the season are dedicated to Leonard Bernstein's 100th. Starting things off on Saturday night's concert at the Potter Center, music director Dr. Matthew Aubin chose a major project of Lenny's, Mahler's symphonies, namely the fourth.
You know, the reason I chose a Mahler symphony is that Bernstein was really well known for advocating for Mahler's works. They didn't really get a lot of attention and a lot of play until Bernstein came on the scene, and now every conductor worth their salt seems to record a Mahler cycle. The final reason I picked the Fourth Symphony is that our sponsor is Henry Ford Allegiance Health. And you know, Mahler, in the sketch stages, there was a lot of talk about how this was a journey through life on Earth, through death, to the afterlife. And so I think it really is appropriate when we have this hospital celebrating their 100th anniversary, and we're talking about the celebration of life.
That centenary of Henry Ford Allegiance Health also inspired a world premiere courtesy of the Jackson Symphony's resident composer, Jonathan Bruce Brown. It's a piece called, appropriately enough for a hospital, Sound in Body, Mind, and Spirit. Dr. Aubin says it's a short fanfare with plenty of brass.
And there's a lot of bell sounds, brass bell sounds, which is kind of interesting because I didn't really do this on purpose. It kind of just all worked out. But every piece on the program really uses the sounds of bells in some ways. You know, Mahler really famously with the sleigh bells in the Fourth Symphony and the Carnival Overture with its cymbals and its tambourines and triangles.
Joining the Dvorak Carnival Overture, Bruce Brown's fanfare, and the Mahler Fourth on Saturday's season-opening Jackson Symphony Concert is a passion project of Dr. Robbins. The music of Fernand Bray de Crook.
For me, this is a real labor of love to take her music, which I found several years ago sitting in manuscript form in boxes in her son's house, and take it and have it performed again. This music was performed by the best orchestras and performers in France in the 30s and 40s, and it really deserves a fair shake.
In addition to leading Saturday night's JSO concert at the Potter Center, Dr. Aubin is also basking in the glow of being a film star.
Well, I don't know if I'm a film star, but you can see me.
In the suspense film Bel Canto, Julianne Moore plays an opera singer, and at one point, Dr. Aubin is seen leading an orchestra while Moore lip-synced to the voice of Renee Fleming for Dvorak's Song to the Moon.
A little bit of inside baseball is that the actress, Julianne Moore, studied with Renee Fleming's vocal coach. So she was actually singing while we were filming. Now, she didn't sing like Renee Fleming, but she sang so that her body would vibrate and, you know, she would look authentic. And I think it's a real testament to her professionalism. She went above and beyond to really try to train like an opera singer.
Dr. Matthew Aubin moves from the film Bel Canto to leading the Jackson Symphony Orchestra's season opening concert Saturday night at the Potter Center. More information at jacksonsymphony.org. Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.